Exeter Public School presents The Bell,
a podcast run by kids for kids
and the big kids at heart.
So settle in, don't be late. It's time for
The Bell.
Welcome to The Bell. I'm Anna, and with me today I have Ava.
Hi.
And Ella.
Hello.
Get ready to tune into a super exciting episode for our podcast as we sit down with the one and only Graham Day. If you're a local, you've probably heard his voice light up the airwaves on 2ST, our favourite radio station.
As for those tuning in from afar, Graham is a household name, a major radio personality with over 3 decades of experience in broadcasting. But he's more than just a voice on the radio. Graham has been an integral part of our community, raising thousands of dollars for local organisations in the Wingikarabi Shire.
Today, we're flipping the script and turning the spotlight on him. With 15 years spent serving the Highlands and a remarkable career spanning 32 years, we can't wait to dive into his journey and glean some wisdom from his wealth of experience. Let's give a warm welcome to Graham Day.
Hi, Graham. Hi. It's so great that you could be here today to share our podcast's first birthday celebrations. Welcome to our show.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah. Would you mind telling our listeners a little bit about yourself?
I live in the Southern Highlands. And I've been working in radio, like you say, for over 3 decades now.
Wow.
I go on the air between 9 and midday every day.
Yeah.
And we talk about what's happening in the Southern Highlands and we roll some music out and we just enjoy each other's company on the air.
Yeah. Okay.
Sounds like a really fun job.
Yeah.
That is.
Talking.
That is.
Friends for hours.
Yeah.
And you guys are doing the same.
Yeah. What inspired you to pursue a career in radio broadcasting?
Well, funny enough, I wanted to be a TV cameraman. And back in the day when I was young, they didn't have any courses for TV cameramen, and they said the best thing you can do is try and get into radio. So that's what I tried to do, get into radio. And I met somebody who knew somebody at the local radio station, and they needed somebody to go up and do the sport on a Friday night, and that's where I ended up.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
What made you want to be a TV camera person?
Oh, I just like when I was young, we used to have Super 8 movie cameras
mm-hmm.
and we used to, similar to video cameras or phone cameras now, and we used to make our own films and things, and I just enjoyed that and just wanted to pursue it into TV.
Yeah, okay.
How did you become radio announcer? Were you good at public speaking at school?
Well, I started off at school public speaking. And I went through telling the class various stories and what have you. And one day the Lions Club came to our high school and said, is there anyone that would like to nominate for speaking, impromptu speaking and public speaking for Youth of the Year? And I put my hand up and I won the regional final and went from there.
Wow. That's really good.
Yeah. How do you prepare for your radio shows? Do you have any rituals or routines?
Well, I'm on the air at 9. I get to work at around about 6:37.
Oh, wow.
And then I check out what's going on as far as the internet's concerned, as far as news.
Yeah.
I also find out what's going on locally through the few local papers that are left.
Yeah.
And basically have a look at all that's going on and see how I can fit it into the program.
Yeah. Do you kind of make a script?
Or do you just freehand?
Well, because I take a lot of interviews on the air,
yeah,
I don't like to prepare that much like you guys have. You guys have done a great job preparing, but I don't like to do that. I just like to think about what people tell me and kind of blend the interview along those lines.
That makes sense.
Wow. That must be a lot harder.
Yeah.
Just doing it off the cuff.
Maybe I'm lazy. Maybe I don't like sitting down and writing scripts like you guys have done.
Yes. How do you keep your content fresh and engaging for listeners?
Well, basically just talking about the local issues.
Yeah.
Making sure that it's all local, because that's what local people want to hear. They want to hear about what affects Exeter. They want to hear what affects Bundanoon and Barrel. And if I talk about that, you know people are going to relate to it.
Do you have like a main thing that the listeners like hearing about?
A lot of listeners write to me because they might have a problem with their road and they want the council to fix it.
Oh.
Or they may be in a situation where they need to raise some funds for their community organisation and we can help them out with that.
Mm-hmm.
Or they may have an event coming up which they want some publicity for, and that's what we like to do.
Okay. So like advertising, like basically things that are going around like town and like villages and things like that?
Mm-hmm.
Do you go on the air every day, like today, for example?
I'm on holidays.
Oh, really?
That's I gave up my day of holidays to be with you guys.
Thank you.
It's very much appreciated.
But yes, I'm on the air Monday to Friday, nine till midday.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you just not do it on the weekends or does someone take over?
No, we run, the radio station runs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And we have people that do various programs through the week and also into the weekends.
Oh, okay. Can you share some memorable moments or experiences you've had on your with your time on the air?
Yes, I just had one then. When we were celebrating the first year of you guys doing the podcast, I think it was fantastic.
Yeah.
And I think young people coming up through the ranks and learning what you guys are doing is one of the best things you can have as far as learning and what have you is concerned. A lot of people say that technology has taken over radio as far as Facebook and those kind of things, but you can blend them all together.
Yeah.
And but one of the things that I love doing is raising money for people on the air. We've raised money to help young people with cancer through Camp Quality.
Oh, that's good.
That's very cool.
We had the earthquake a number of years ago in Nepal, and the rainy season was just about to start.
That was terrible.
It was. And there was going to be all these families that didn't have any shelter.
Yeah.
So we went on the air and we said, look, through the Rotary Club, you can actually buy a shelter box. And each one of these shelter boxes were $1,000, but that would house 10 people. And we raised $22,000 to buy 22 of them. So that was 220 people that we were able to, families we were able to house in Nepal. Yeah.
And $1,000 to save 10 people's lives pretty much, that's not expensive.
No, it's not. No, but the community was great. The community the community wanted to get involved.
Yeah.
So they're the bits I enjoy on radio.
Yeah, I think that's a great way to like put yourself out there by helping other people. Yeah.
And we all stay connected by what we're doing now.
Yeah. Can you tell us about a particularly challenging moment you faced on air and how you handled it?
Oh, that's a difficult one. That's a really difficult one. I think the most difficult thing that I had to handle was when we had the bushfires a few years ago.
Yeah.
And we were broadcasting from the Southern Highlands, giving information about what was happening in the Southern Highlands.
Mm-hmm.
We also have 2ST and Power FM on the coast, and their radio station had to be evacuated.
We
had to switch over and we had to give the information to the South Coast as well.
So you're working double time.
Yeah.
That'd be really stressful.
And the other thing is we basically were on the air without any sleep for about 24 hours giving information.
So. Wow, yeah.
Because they were always changing, weren't they?
Yeah, that makes sense because like fires are so unpredictable, so you have to.
But that's the good thing about radio. Like even when we're in the car, we won't like listen to music on the phone as much. We'll just like listen to the radio, which is like.
Want to know what's going on, yeah.
Yeah, and it's like convenient because it has like the news and music and people talking. Yeah. Like it's really convenient rather than just like.
Yeah.
It must be fun meeting lots of new people, local and famous. Who would be the most famous person that you've ever interviewed?
I've interviewed a couple of prime ministers.
Wow.
And probably the most famous person that I've spent time with through the radio station was Russell Crowe, the actor.
Oh, the guy from The Silver Brumby, the guy on the black horse. I know he played someone.
Wasn't he the gladiator? That's the other guy.
Russell Crowe was the gladiator.
Yeah, he was. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. You might be a little bit too old.
That's a good movie. That's a good movie, Gladiator. Yeah, not that movie. Wow. What do you enjoy most about connecting with your audience through radio?
Because everyone's got a story to tell. Everyone's got a story to tell and they jump on the air and they can tell it on the phone.
Yeah.
And there's some amazing stories out there and there's some amazing things that happen with people's lives and various things. So.
Yeah. All right.
Hmm.
How do you see the future of radio evolving in the age of digital media?
Well, I'll tell you, what you guys are doing at the moment is I think the way it's going to go.
Yeah.
People love to hear stories, as I said before. And they love to be in a position where they listen to other people and the questions that other people ask and what have you. So I think there's going to be a spot for radio always because with podcasts and various other things, people like to listen in and they can do that with podcasts. Like you were saying, they don't want to listen to music. They can listen to stories. They can listen to various things as they're driving their car or if they're driving their tractor or what have you.
Yeah,
and podcasts are – oh, sorry, my mic. Podcasts are like a different version of radio, really, just like minus the music.
But in podcasts, you can ask more questions and and you can tell more of what you have a lot more you're time. Experiencing yeah. and you've got a lot more time. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Are there any specific causes or initiatives you're passionate about promoting through your platform?
Like I said, people that are in need. There's so many people out there that are in need. There's a lot of organisations that need a bit of a hand. And what I like to do is I like to talk to the people that make the decisions or try and make the decisions on what's going on. And what we try and do is help them to get the information they need to make decisions that'll help the community.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's nice. Mm.
Why do you hope listeners take away from your radio station?
Well, I like to think that they take away some great information. Not only some great information, but they can have a laugh. Sometimes with the information that we give them, they have a cry. But the main thing is that they tune in every day to find out exactly what's happening as far as the local area is concerned and what affects them in the local area. And they've got the opportunity to say what they want to say as far as the local area goes.
Yeah, and that's what's good about local stations. Like if we listen to like a big station up from Sydney, like one of those big stations, you know, like nothing really affects us. Whereas with local stations, like you have all the shout outs, like you said before and stuff. And that's, I think that's really important.
Yeah.
And it's more interesting when like, oh, I know that guy. He like watered my flowers once.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Well, I can get on the air and I can talk to people that may not even know where Exeter Public School is.
Yeah.
And not even know that you've got a podcast, but I can tell them it's the first anniversary and where you are and what people are doing here and what a great time it was to celebrate the first anniversary. I can do all of that on the air.
I'm sure Miss Hutt would love
that. It can go everywhere.
Yeah. That's great.
Thank you.
And do you have any tips for us novice broadcasters? We would love some.
Just keep doing what you're doing.
Okay.
Don't let anyone tell you that there's a bad idea. Just keep doing what you're doing and be passionate about it and just keep going.
Yeah, okay.
Wow, thank
That's
you.
That's the major thing. Just keep going.
Thank you for the advice.
Yeah.
No problem at all.
Now, I hope you're ready for this bit of the interview because we're about to ask you some quick fire questions.
Uh-oh.
Are you ready?
I don't think I'll have the answers.
What is your favourite movie?
Oh, my favourite movie. Oh, it's an old one. It's an old one.
Yeah.
It's a movie called Born Free. It was about Elsa and her lions many, many years ago.
Wow.
It was in black and white. That's how long ago it was.
Oh, okay. I'll have to have a look at that.
Yeah.
Favorite
if you can find it.
Favorite comfort food.
Oh, favorite probably nachos.
Yes.
That's
my favorite too.
Yes. One of your favorite animals.
My favorite animal is fish.
Really?
Oh, wow. I have fish tanks at my place. You know why?
Why?
Because they don't talk back to you.
Yes.
That's pretty smart.
And they're pretty quiet. And when you work in this kind of business, you've got noise all around you, so it's great to go home and just watch them.
Yeah. Watch. Do you have any other pets?
No, just the fish.
Just fish, okay.
Do you name your fish?
No.
Okay, just no. There.
They tend not to stay alive long enough for me to name them.
Okay, this is one we had to know the answer to. I think we already know it, though. Favorite radio station?
My favourite radio station would have to be 2SD because there's a lot of memories there for me.
Yeah.
And the team that I work with is really, really good.
Yeah.
And if we're on the air and we've got listeners like you guys that listen in, then we're doing our job and that's the major thing.
Yeah. What type of music do you like listening to on radio stations?
Do I like listening to?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't matter. I don't have a particular kind of music I like listening to, but I like music that I hear that brings back some memories.
Yeah.
And most importantly, our signature question.
Pineapple on pizza, yay or nay?
Pineapple on pizza, yay.
Yay!
That's the same with all of us. Now, before we go, we've had an anonymous question from our vintage listeners. We need to ask you, were you the voice of Monty Mosquito from South Nowra?
He was a very good friend of mine and he used to live in the Warragee Swamp.
Oh.
Yeah.
And now he lives up past Coffs Harbour at Woolgoolga in the Woolgoolga Swamp.
Oh, okay.
But he used to fly in with me and do the birthdays.
Yeah, okay. And for our younger listeners, can you please explain who exactly Monty is?
Well, Monty was a little mosquito, as I said, that used to buzz in every morning to do the birthday calls. And I used to talk to him and he used to talk to me. And he used to announce the winners of the birthday calls. And back then we had T-shirts that you could win if he called out your name.
Oh, yeah.
And I've got people that are now 33 and 35 years of age that say to me, I've still got my Monty Mosquito t-shirt that I won when I was 2 or 3.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Now, anonymous listener, there's your answer. Thank you for taking the time to share your insights and experience with us, Graham. It's been a pleasure learning from you and hearing about your journey in radio broadcasting.
Thank you so much. And you girls have done a wonderful job. And as I said, just keep going and it'll sound great.
Thank you.
It's been great having you on the show.
Yeah. Bye. Bye.
Quickly of an afternoon riding bikes, chasing the sun in the summertime. Chasing the sun in the summertime.